Welcome to Soundwaves, the Latimer Group's audio blog. In this episode, President and Founder Dean Brenner discusses the final phase of our four-part series on the four skills of great communication, delivering your well-assessed, well-documented message plan. Here's Dean.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group. And our topic today continues to be communication, and specifically, our topic today continues to be how to use communication skills and a communication process to achieve your goals, to build your team, to grow your company, to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. This is the fourth episode in this series, and throughout this series, we have been taking you through, we've been discussing the story, the growth, the evolution of the Latimer Group. And what we're going to talk about in this episode is the fourth phase of the Latimer Group evolution, and that's going to take us up to present day. And the word that I want you to keep in mind here as I take you through this fourth phase in this fourth episode of this series is I'd like you to keep the word deliver in mind as I take you through this. And as always, the Latimer Group story is just a vehicle for you to think about your own journey, about your own process, your own company, your own team, your own project, your own product launch. We're using this story to help you think about your story. So keep trying to transition your thoughts, to translate your thoughts into your own application of what we're talking about here. So in the prior episodes, we've taken you through the first three phases of the Latimer Group story. Phase one, which takes us back to the beginning and the origin of the company. We launched it in 2002, took us up through 2006. I was working alone, and that was my assess phase. I was looking around as I was working and as I was building the business. I was really trying to assess what the ultimate evolution of the Latimer Group was going to be. That was phase one. In episode two, we talked about the second phase of the Latimer Group, and this was our message phase. And this is the phase where my teammate Whitney joined the team. And in this phase, which started in about 2007 and took us up to about 2013, we became very, very clear about who we were, what we did, and we developed a message about the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. Phase three of the Latimer Group story, which was episode three of this series, started in 2014 and took us up through the end of 2016. And this was our document phase. This is where we took the message, the experts in persuasive communication, and we really began to systematize it and document it into a firm curriculum and a firm system for follow-up and feedback. This is where Amy and Hannah joined the team. And now we're going to talk about the fourth and final phase, which encompasses this year, 2017, and goes for however long this phase lasts until the next phase begins. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? And again, the theme here is deliver. We talked about assess, we talked about message, we talked about document. Today we're talking about deliver. And the point here is that now we have this curriculum and this feedback process. We're a team of four. And the goal in this phase of the Latimer Group story is to more broadly deliver what we teach across a variety of formats. The story that I'm going to tell you takes us back to December 2016. We have an annual dinner in New Haven, Connecticut every year with not only our entire team, but also with our board of advisors, a strong group of people that have been with us from the beginning. There's been some changes along the way. But our board is a collection of very successful professionals, leaders across a range of industries. And we communicate with them throughout the year in written and conference call formats. But then we bring everybody together in December to not only recap our prior year, but also to think creatively about the following year and the following years. And the key outcome from the December 2016 board meeting, as Amy and Hannah and Whitney and I were presenting to our board what our current status was, the feedback very clearly from the board of advisors, that group, was now it is time for the Latimer Group to take its curriculum, to take its message, to take its process, and deliver it much more broadly across a wider range of formats, not just be about face-to-face workshops. And the charge from our board was to hire somebody who is well-versed in the digital economy, who can help us take our content and translate it into e-learning and micro-learning opportunities and really enhance the way in which we deliver this wonderful curriculum and this wonderful message about persuasive communication. And as we put together the job description and we started our hiring process, what I quickly realized was this was going to be the first time in our history that our hiring process was pretty traditional. You may recall from prior episodes in this series that every time I've brought somebody onto the team, it's been a very non-traditional method of hiring. Not once up until this point have we done a formal job description, stuck to that job description, posted it, interviewed a bunch of people, and then eventually ended up with the right candidate. In each case, I had a general idea of what I wanted, of the role I wanted to fill. But in each case, that role changed when I met people that I wanted to work with. So what drove our hiring process up until now was always the person. Okay. Now we were, at the end of 2016, we're a much more mature company. And we had a much better sense of exactly what we needed to take the next step. So we wrote a specific job description for an e-learning designer and facilitator, had a wonderful process, looked at a number of candidates, and ended up with Kendra, who joined the team this year, 2017. Did culture still matter to us? Absolutely. It has mattered in every hiring, and it will always matter in every hiring, you know, going forward. But we also were much more clear about the job and the skills that we were hiring. And now, you know, we have Kendra on the team. We're now a team of five. And our business strategy now is to leverage all that we have built and to more broadly deliver it to our clients and make it available to companies that we work with, companies that we want to work with, so that we can take advantage of a variety of learning formats and not just be about face-to-face training. Web-based training, e-learning, very short micro bursts of learning. And we use these tools and the tools that we're building to this day, right up to this very moment. We use them not only for the main teaching, but also pre-workshop to set context, post-workshop for learning reinforcement. There's a whole bunch of interesting ways that this content can be created and used. So that's the fourth phase of the Latimer Group. And what we're really focused on here is the delivery of this curriculum and the delivery of this message. So let's pause that story now and let's, as we have each time, each episode, transition it to you. And as you are thinking about your own journey, your own team, your own business, this fourth phase of our growth is relevant for you and your journey and your story. Once you figure out where your market opportunity is and you've assessed it, once you figure out what your message and your value proposition is, once you figure out how to systematize it, document it, make it real, make it tangible, then you have to be thinking about how you deliver it to the world in the broadest and best way possible. Assess, message, document, deliver. Now, in our case, each of these phases has happened over a period of years, and I've described a 15-year evolution. But sometimes evolution has to happen much more rapidly than that. The phases don't change, but the amount of time you might spend in each phase might get reduced or consolidated, condensed. So it's not just about time and how much time you spend in each phase. It's also about that you spent time in that phase, as much as you can afford, as much as your situation allows. Think about that for your own journey, your own process, your own goals. And what I want to do here now is take another step back yet again and give you some perspective about what we've been doing across this four-part series. Yes, I've been taking you through the four phases of the Latimer Group evolution, but I've also been taking you through the four skills that we teach within our Latimer Group model. Everything that we teach in every workshop comes back to some combination of the four skills that we believe are critical to communication success. Great communicators are going to be good, going to be able to assess what is going on around them long before they open their mouth. Great communicators are going to be able to develop a message that will resonate with their audience based on what their assessment is. Great communicators are going to be able to document that message in whatever way is appropriate. Maybe it's a white paper. Maybe it's a well-crafted email. Maybe it's a PowerPoint slide deck. Maybe it's a suite of services. In our case, it was a curriculum. And great communicators are going to figure out the best possible way to deliver that message. Okay, and they're going to deliver it in the most powerful way possible. Assess, message, document, deliver. Four critical phases of great communication and the four skills that are embedded in the Latimer Group model that we bring to life or do our best to bring to life every single day in every workshop we teach. So let me pause the story there. Where the story goes from here, who knows? The Latimer Group is still growing. It's still evolving. And at some point, I'll probably be able to talk to you about a phase five. But for today, for your purposes, four phases of our growth, four key skills in our model, four things for you to think about. Assess, message, document, deliver. I hope you found this helpful. It's been great fun for me to tell you the story and to take you through our evolution. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.